His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada taught us these prayers, which are entitled the Mangala Charana, in order to invoke auspiciousness in our words, in our actions, our thoughts, and our lives. To approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the disciplic succession. Upon receiving the blessings of the present Vaishnavas and the previous Acharyas, we can be sure that we have received the mercy of Sri Sri Radha and Gopinath. The emphasis of parampara is the very essence of our Gaudiya Vaishnava system. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Trinarapi Sunichena Tororapi Sahishnana Amanina Manidaina Ketaniya Sadahari, that one should feel oneself more humble than the straw in the street, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and to expect none in return. The principle of humility comes when we understand and realize that it is the mercy of Krishna coming through the divinity of the loving service of the previous Acharyas in disciplic succession that is our only qualification. As soon as a devotee thinks that he or she has qualification, we are not actually qualified to be called a Vaishnava in its true sense. Vaishnava means one who has come to the conclusion, perhaps after many, many births of struggling and suffering in this world, the conclusion that I am nothing, I am insignificant, I am unqualified, I am lower than a worm in stool, more sinful than Jagai Madhai. One who hears my name loses piety. One who speaks my name becomes sinful. When we have that mood, not just in our lips, but in our hearts, then we are actually Vaishnav. In that spirit, we fall down hundreds and millions of times at every moment in full prostration in the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada told us that his mercy was our only qualification. He is not only stating fact, but he's speaking how every true Vaishnava feels. So whatever auspiciousness is possible in our lives, it is only by falling in great humility and dependence on the mercy of our great Acharyas. Lord Sri Krishna creates this material existence to give us the chance to perfect our lives by becoming Krishna conscious. Therefore, from the very beginning of the creation, he establishes the transcendental system of devotional service by speaking to Lord Brahma. But it was Brahma's order to not just meditate, but to spread the glories of these teachings to creation. He spoke the same message to Narada Muni and gave Narada Muni the order to travel and preach. Sri Narada Dev is traveling throughout the time of creation, here and there and everywhere, singing the glories of the Harinam Sankirtan movement and the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam. He spoke to Vedavyas. Srila Vyasadev, how much we adore and glorify and worship him. He is one of the many great disciples of Narada Muni. Valmiki Muni, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj are but a few. Srila Vedavyas put into written form the great Vedic literatures. And his most special contribution is that he composed the Srimad Bhagavatam, commentary of the Vedanta Sutra, the very essence of all spiritual knowledge. Many, many great devotees learn from Vedavyas. Between 700 and 800 years ago, Sripad Madhvacharya traveled all the way to Badrikashram, the one that is hundreds of miles higher in the peaks of Himalayas, farther away than the Badrikashram that any man in mortal frame has ever been. It is there in the Adi Badri that he surrendered to the lotus feet of his Guru Maharaj and received transcendental knowledge. How Sripad Madhvacharya took this message and preached so boldly. His special contribution was he established so clearly that Krishna is a person eternally. His body is full of knowledge and full of bliss. And we as spirit souls are his eternal parts, constitutionally, eternally the servant of Krishna. And the love in which this service is offered is the only real happiness to the soul. And therefore the perfection of life is to surrender to Krishna with pure unalloyed devotion. Through disciplic succession, this message was passed down. And then, by the Supreme Lord's own will, a divine Kalpa Vriksha tree from Goloka Vrindavan descended in the form of Sri Madhavendra Puri. Sripad Madhavendra Puri was the seed of ecstatic love in Brajras, in conjugal love, in the parampara of Sripad Madhvacharya. This quality of ecstasy was never displayed before in the Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. Madhavendra Puri when he would see a cloud in the sky, he would fall unconscious in ecstatic devotion. When he would see a cow or a peacock, all the eight symptoms of ecstatic love would manifest in his body. The love of the gopis in Vrindavan was eternally being experienced within his heart of hearts. And it was this gift that he came to bring the world. Such disciples, Nityananda Prabhu, Paramananda Puri, Advaita Charya, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Brahmananda Puri, and one special disciple, Ishwara Puri, displayed such complete absorption in humble service to his Guru Maharaj that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally accepted him as his spiritual master. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Yuga Avatar only appears once in a day of Brahma in the spirit of Srimati Radharani. Krishna, wanting to taste that spirit of love, combines into her form. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. And distributes that love to the world through Harinam Sankirtan. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give what no other incarnation has ever given. The love of Vrindavan. Freely. To anyone and everyone. Without consideration of qualification or disqualification. Simply, we have to accept the mercy that he has given. Wholeheartedly. He sent Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur begging people to accept the gift of Krishna Prema through Krishna Nam. But it was in Prayag where he established Srila Rupa Goswami to be the Acharya of our Sampradaya. He, along with Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Srila Jiva Goswami, they are the basis of our whole disciplic succession. Through their lives, and through their writings, they established most perfectly the pure teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada taught us by his own prayers and through the songs of Sri Narottam Das Thakur that no one can understand the conjugal loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without studying the books and living by the principles of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakatamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Every Gaudiya Vaishnav chants this prayer. Because it was Srila Rupa Goswami who understood the inner heart of Lord Chaitanya and explained it to the world. Therefore, we are all eternally the servants of the servants of his servants. From Srila Rupa Goswami, whose feet we adore and worship in all of our actions, words, and prayers, Shri Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, they appear within our disciplic succession. Through their beautiful prayers and songs that they wrote, through the incredible life of empowered devotion, through the great risks and troubles they took to distribute the Goswami's books and teachings, we are ever indebted to them. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that great worshipable Acharya, came to Vrindavan at a time when there was so much corruption. It was not even a safe place to be, either spiritually or materially. Through his fearless efforts, he established true Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And through his super excellent writings, he is known as a Rasacharya. He is considered to be that divine Acharya who had fully realized, tasted, and distributed the pure mercy of Rupa Goswami. His commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam and other such literatures are monumental works that we all aspire to understand. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan, through his commentary of Vedanta Sutra, Govinda Bhashya, he established the dignity of our parampara in the eyes of the world. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, by his divine desire to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave so much inspiration to his disciple, Thakur Bhaktivinod, that he reestablished the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. He put Mayapur again on the map. Bhaktivinod Thakur's dream was that people from America, Europe, Russia, Africa, India would all be together in Sridhar Mayapur with their arms raised, loudly chanting the Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Prabhupada called him the pioneer of the Krishna consciousness movement, because it was Thakur Bhaktivinoda that was the first person in history to take the message of pure Sanatan Dharma as taught by Gauranga Mahaprabhu and send it to the Western world. At a time when Gaudiya Vaishnavism was scorned upon and laughed at due to sahajiism and materialistic perversions, his life and teachings battled against all these deviations and again restored the dignity of the purest and highest Siddhanta. His dear associate, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, was the very embodiment of renunciation and devotion. By hearing his pastimes, by praying at his lotus feet, we beg to follow in his footsteps and to become actually detached from material sense gratification and completely attached to the loving service of the Lord. His dear disciple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, He was such a bold, humble, empowered Acharya that he literally declared war against all illusion. Through his writings, his lectures, and most of all his personal example, he really took the mission of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and made it into a reality. Sending disciples to different parts of the world. Opening over 64 temples. Translating and writing most precious books in various languages. He is our worshipable Param Guru. And millions and millions of volumes of books could not explain even a grain of dust from his lotus feet. His very, very dear, beloved disciple was His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In 1922, on a rooftop of the original Gaudiya Math on 1 Ultadonga Junction Road in Calcutta, Avai Charan surrendered his life at the lotus feet of his beloved Guru Maharaj. In 1933, he accepted formal initiation. His whole life was simply planning how to fulfill that original instruction he received at their first meeting. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him that you are an intelligent young man. You should take the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to the whole world in the English language. We hear so many instructions. What is the difference between a great soul and an ordinary person? A great personality takes the instruction of Guru Maharaj as their life and soul. It's not a question of whether it's easy or difficult. Nor is it a question of whether it's possible or impossible. The only consideration is in life or death, I must strive with no other objective than to fulfill the order of the spiritual master. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur planted such a seed in our Srila Prabhupada's heart. And his whole life was watering that seed to be an instrument of the compassion of the Guru Parampara for the world. In 1954, Srila Prabhupada left his home. He had wife, children. He had very, very painstakingly, faithfully and loyally maintained them year after year after year. But he understood it was at this junction in life that he has to give his 100% attention to his spiritual master's order. In 1959, in Mathura, Srila Prabhupada accepted the renounced order of life. For exactly the same reason that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself accepted sannyas. to facilitate giving Krishna prema to the world. In 1965, Srila Prabhupada took perhaps the most historical leap of faith than this world has ever seen. He went to the cold foreign land of America on a cargo ship. He left India at the age of 69. His Vyas Puja, or his 70th birthday, was celebrated alone in the middle of the ocean on a dirty cargo ship. In New York, nobody cared. Nobody cared to help him. His godbrothers thought he was dreaming. There's no possibility of success. His best well-wishers in India, all they could do is say, "Come home, Swamiji. Give up your dreams." He had a return ticket. He told us oftentimes he would look at that return ticket. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's order was his most priceless treasure in life. In 1966, with just a few very, very untrained new followers, Srila Prabhupada established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And he was the founder, Acharya. From there he traveled around the world 13 times, establishing temples, preaching, training, inspiring, and especially when everyone was sleeping at night, he would give his precious time to writing his Bhaktivedanta purports, to Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Ishopanishad, Upadeshamrita, and many other great literatures. He explained that books are the basis of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And that is a statement which will always remain as a very sacred truth in our lives. Srila Prabhupada's position as the founder Acharya of ISKCON must be very carefully and soberly understood. Founder Acharya means that all devotees within ISKCON, for all generations, his super excellent contribution and his ever-present mercy through his example, his books, and the society he has created is always preeminent. Everyone is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON as founder Acharya. All Diksha Gurus, Shiksha Gurus, Varma Pradarshaka Gurus have their very sacred role to play. But Srila Prabhupada's position as founder acharya should always be seen as most holy and prominent in each and every devotee's life. We are all working together according to our particular roles of devotional service, just to assist one another in fulfilling the desire that Srila Prabhupada had in his heart. And what is that desire? Srila Prabhupada's desire was simply to serve the instruction of his Guru Maharaj. If we see Srila Prabhupada separate from his Guru Maharaj and the rest of the disciplic succession and try to make him a deity in and of himself, then we disgrace his very purpose by which he surrendered his life to establish. Through his divine grace, he wanted all of us to understand the glories of the previous acharyas and understand that his authority is based on his pure total surrender to their mercy. An extraordinary empowered acharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu personally chose him to fulfill that great instruction, to spread Krishna consciousness in every town and village throughout the world. Therefore, we are all completely dependent on Srila Prabhupada's mercy, because without the sacrifice that he had made, Krishna consciousness could have never come into our lives. In my own mind, I have to consider my insignificant position. I came to this movement struggling, praying, weeping, traveling place to place, looking for true religion and the path of the highest truth. It was in Vrindavan, sitting at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, that I saw the very ocean of truth, the very embodiment of compassion, sitting before me, chanting the holy names and preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya. We just wanted to serve. After some time milking some cows, digging some ditches, pulling some weeds, washing pots, and then some deity worship, After some years, I was ordered to preach. I never considered myself a good preacher. But I remember when I was worshiping the deities, whenever I would read Srila Prabhupada's books and hear his tapes, I just felt that he wants us to preach. It was his burning desire. It was like fire. He wants us to preach. But without blessings of other Vaishnavas, nothing is auspicious. When I was told, now you go and preach, I just felt, what an honor has been bestowed upon me. My first preaching engagement, I had an old army blanket with holes in it, and a torn dhoti, and I hitchhiked through the snow to get to a place to preach. But I felt, what an honor this is, to do the will of Srila Prabhupada. I wouldn't trade this experience for anything and everything in the entire universe. I never had the slightest dream, conception, inclination, or anything else to assume the role of a spiritual master. After Srila Prabhupada departed from this world, it was an agonizing experience. We didn't know how we could possibly survive. But his mercy is so glorious that it not only sustained us, but enthused us. I only wanted to assist my god brothers. And what a satisfaction there was in just trying to help my senior god brothers in their devotional service. But somehow or other, by the inconceivable will of providence, circumstances were created where this insignificant, useless soul was placed in an environment where very sincere and dear followers of Srila Prabhupada were approaching me to give them initiation. It seemed like a horrible proposal. An entanglement that I would never want to have anything to do with. However, in serving Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas, we must take responsibility to serve others and help them become Krishna conscious. And sometimes those responsibilities are very inconceivable and above our heads by millions of planetary systems. Senior godbrothers of mine were instructing me that you must perform this service. Very senior friends of Srila Prabhupada, very, very advanced Vaishnavas, were also directing me. That was my duty to Prabhupada, to offer this service. after many days of prayers, it became obvious to me that this is the way Srila Prabhupada would like me to serve you. You are all Srila Prabhupada's very, very dear followers. He always wanted people like you to take seriously pushing on Lord Chaitanya's movement. In my heart of hearts, I'm only trying to assist all of you in your glorious service to Srila Prabhupada. I'm trying to be the servant of the servant of your servants, trying to offer all veneration and respect to all of you by helping you to be everything you can be in Krishna consciousness. Although I have too many shortcomings, disqualifications, somehow, all of you are so generous that you accept my service. And somehow, Srila Prabhupada's glories are so inconceivable that he can manifest his mercy even through such a lowly, insignificant jiva as myself. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, during a historical lecture he gave on his Vyas Puja, he was asking people in the audience, what you must be thinking? I'm sitting on a higher level than everyone else. I'm being showered with garlands. People are speaking so many words of glorification about me. You must be thinking that this must be some kind of a brutish animal from the gardens of the zoo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amani Namanadena. We should not accept any praise. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also ordered, on my command, be guru and give Krishna consciousness to the world. In ISKCON, whether we are Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, or any other type of leader, our sole responsibility is just to be instrumental in Srila Prabhupada's service to his Guru Maharaj. If, due to some type of false ego, we inject our own ideas into our teachings, without reference to our humble and helpless condition of being at the mercy of our own guru, then we create havoc in human society. And we have seen how this is true on more than one occasion. All of us, we are meant to exclusively strive to be the humble, sincere, transparent instruments of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. For Srila Prabhupada explained that you can show your love for me by how you cooperate together to push on this mission. He explained that Maya cannot disturb this movement from the attacks outside. But when there is deviation, disunity, and conflict amongst the devotees, that is the means by which Maya can spoil everything. To fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, maintaining the real quality of pure devotional service, we must be united. We must be united in our small families as well as with our bigger families. And to do so, we must all put our ultimate faith and glorification in Srila Prabhupada as our founder Acharya and as him being the representative to Srila Rupa Goswami and all of our other great preceptor gurus. I am so very grateful to all of you because your kindness upon me is giving me the most blessed opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Guru Maharaj, in a way I never thought I could possibly have done. Srila Prabhupada's mercy is coming through all of you into my life. And by trying to serve you, there is hope that even I can receive the divine grace of Srila Prabhupada. By serving you, I feel that that is the perfection of my life. And what is that service? To somehow or other try to help you to follow these four regulative principles very carefully. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. To very sincerely and wholeheartedly take shelter of Krishna's holy name. To chant with strictness, with obedience to our vows, with attention, and to gradually taste the nectar of the holy name. Because that nectar will destroy all the anarthas within our hearts. It is our service to help you to take Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada's teachings as your life and souls, and to share it with others. Naam Ruchi Vaishnav Seva Jivadai. This is all possible when there is adherence to the sacred principle Avtrinarapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnana, Amani Namanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So I want to thank all of you for accepting this wonderful mercy of Srila Prabhupada. I want to beg you to take this Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. Maya is there to take your intelligence away at every moment, and she will if you are inattentive. We absolutely, desperately need each other for protection against Maya. Keep your sadhana strong. Be enthusiastic to hear Hari Katha, enthusiastic to serve the Vaishnavas, and determined to help preach. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.